Unit 1. Lesson 1. Guitar. Children's Palace. Work. Enjoy. If you like. Bell. Trouble. Be in trouble. Note. Leave. Shower. Wait. Wait for. Mustn't. No one. Uniform. Exercise 1. In the playground, the grade 2, class 2 students are waiting for school to begin. Listen to their conversation and correct the sentences.
Hi, everyone. It's great to see you all again. Hi, Sally. Did you have a good holiday? Yes, it was great, thanks. What about you? Yes, great. I started to learn to play the guitar at the Children's Palace. My mum made me go, but I enjoyed it very much.
I went there too, to an art class, and I loved it too.
Ling Shi, I'd like to see your work. And Annie, will you play the guitar for us? Oh dear, maybe. Did you have a good holiday in the UK, Sally? Yes, I did. I enjoyed travelling in the plane too. But the holidays weren't long enough. The time went very quickly. I'll let you see my holiday photographs if you like.
That'll be great. But listen, there's the bell. If we don't go now, we will be in trouble. That won't be a good beginning to the term.
Let's go, everyone.
Exercise 3. Now listen to Mr. Jiang and number the sentences in the right order. So, you must be at the school gates at 10 to 12. We will leave at 12. You mustn't be late. If you are late, we won't wait for you. Before you go into the water, can you all please have a shower? The good swimmers can go to the deep end of the pool if they like. Everyone else must go to the other end. You must wait for me there. You mustn't run at the side of the pool. It is very dangerous. You must all be ready to leave the pool at 1:15. And please, don't leave anything at the swimming pool. No one will come back for it. Okay, everyone? Lesson 2.
Dirty. Report. Bob. Pam. Ron. David. Dancer. Needn't. Foreign. Cities.
Exercise 1. Read this conversation. What did Mr. Jiang say about going to the pool?
Oh, Deming, do you never listen? He told us to be at the school gates before 12. He told us not to be late.
What else did he say?
He asked us all to have a shower before we swim.
Why? We can wash in the pool.
Oh, Deming, I want to swim in clean water, not your dirty water. And he told us to be ready to leave the pool at 1:15.
Okay.
And he asked us not to leave anything at the pool. Deming, you often forget things. Remember to take everything with you.
Exercise 3. Nearly everybody knows the great Chinese dancer Wu Liqing. Listen and answer the questions. When did you decide to be a dancer?
I started dancing when I was 4 years old. My father was a piano player, and my mother sang beautifully.
Do dancers have to work hard?
Oh, yes. All dancers must be hard workers. If you don't like hard work, you mustn't become a dancer.
Does a dancer have to be small like you?
No, They needn't be small. They mustn't be too small or too tall.
Do you travel a lot?
Yes, I do. I often fly to foreign cities. People love to see Chinese dancing.
Do all dancers have to travel?
No, they can if they like, but they needn't. Many dancers never go to other countries. But I like meeting other people. And I enjoy traveling by plane. I always go if I can.
Lesson 3. Pat. Jay. Les. Nurse. Sick. Footballer. Reporter. Driver. Photographer. Joe. Jane. Exercise 2. Read about the jobs you can do when you are older.
What job do you want to do when you are older? Some people want to be teachers because they like teaching children. Some people want to be doctors or nurses and take care of sick people. Some people want to be basketball players or footballers because they are good at sports. If a person is not good enough to play a sport, they often become a sports reporter. They report games in the newspaper or for radio. If you enjoy music, maybe you will become a piano player, or a guitar player, or a dancer. If you enjoy something and work hard at it, you can become anything in the world. What do you want to do?
Exercise 5. Listen to these sentences. When do you use the weak or the strong form of the verb?
1. Do you travel a lot?
Yes, I do.
2. Does he enjoy travelling by plane?
Yes, he does.
3. Have you got a guitar?
Yes, I have.
4. Has she got a black cat?
Yes, she has.
5. Was she sick yesterday?
Yes, she was.
6. Were the nurses wearing their uniforms?
Yes, they were. Lesson 4.
All the time. Time. Am. Steward.
Exercise 1. Listen to these people talking about different places. Write the names of the places. 1. You must buy a ticket to come in here. You must sit down. It is usually dark in here. In some of these places, you can eat and drink, but in others you mustn't. You mustn't put your feet on the chairs. You mustn't talk too loudly, or the other people will become angry. You can leave when you like. You needn't stay all the time. But most people usually do.
2. In here you can look down at the clouds if you are sitting near a window. You mustn't open the doors. That is very dangerous. At the beginning and at the end, you must sit down. But you can walk a little at other times. You can have something to eat, but you needn't eat if you don't want to. You mustn't usually smoke. There are many people in here.
3. You can run and play games here, but you needn't do any exercise. You can also sit quietly. You can look at the sky and trees. You mustn't leave any bottles or dirty papers when you leave. You often need a little money to go into these places. Exercise 3. Look at the table below and read the pieces from a newspaper on page 10. Write the name of the best person to do each job. Every person does a different job.
Are you good at art? Our office is looking for a person like you. You must like people, but you must be able to work alone. You must be ready to travel, but you needn't be able to drive a car.
Many foreign people visit our hotel. They like to see everything in the city. They don't like traveling alone because often they can't speak Chinese. We need a friendly person to take them to different places and help them to enjoy China. Are you that person?
Our newspaper needs a person to drive to different cities and write sports reports. He or she must be happy to work alone.
The children's hospital needs a new nurse. He or she must be good at taking care of people. Many of our children are very sick.
Do you like traveling and taking care of people? Can you speak English? Are you happy to work in a group? If you are, we are looking for a person like you. You needn't wait. Write to us today.